الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونثني عليه الخير كله ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن نبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه في الخلق وخليله صلوات الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد يقول سبحانه عز وجل في كتابه المحكم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم وممن خلقنا أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون ويقول سبحانه عز وجل يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويزيدهم من فضله ويقول النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Beloved friends, if a person takes a bucket, a plastic bucket, and he wants to fill water inside, while filling water in that bucket, he throws in hot coal or ashes. He puts in charcoal and the bucket melts at the bottom and the holes come out. If that bucket has got holes, whether he opens the whole entire tap to its full or he puts drops, it will never get filled up. But if that bucket is salim on its own, it's clear, there is nothing wrong in a bucket, and he puts it under a tap, even if he puts one qatra, one small drop at a time, at some stage, the bucket is bound to get full. Beloved friends, Allah Rabbil Izzat has given us all ni'mas in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our lives, He has chosen one thing that is only for Him. That is this heart that we have. If the heart is filled with Allah, even if slowly, slowly one drop comes in a heart of conviction in Allah, eventually that heart will be fully engrossed in, and it will have full yaqeen in Allah. But at the same time, if the jahim of dunya is put into this heart gets holes, and every time Allah comes in, He escapes from the small little holes that come from the effects of dunya. A person makes salah for 40 years, 60 years, 80 years. Ask him, Kebai, you have been making salah for so many years. Can you now make two rakats of salah that Allah now immediately give us give us a bit of rain or two slices of bread? By after 80 years, you're doing the same thing, and there is no effect from there. After so many times getting closer to Allah, taking Allah's name, reading salah, but yet the effect of those amal doesn't come in one's life. There must be something wrong. A man who deposits money in a bank, and every time he gets a bank statement, it says nil. He goes to the bank and says, I deposit money every day, how can my balance is nothing? The bank said, by you giving everybody, you know, signed checks, blank checks, what do you expect? People take whatever it is from there. Now we in our life, beloved friends, as a ummah, we sign a lot of blank checks. We have become the most generous philanthropers of the world. We sign blank checks of our amal of akhirat, and keep on filling this bank, but nothing comes into this bank. Hearts are still empty. We're still far away from Allah. Millions and millions of years will come and we'll make the dua, and yet it won't be accepted. But we never ever stop at any given time and ask, "But let me check my life. Okay, what is happening? Why is it that as much as I make effort in Allah, what is it that puts parda between me and Allah? Allah's name gets taken, but no effect comes in the heart. I make salah, but fahsha, munkar is still part of my life. All these amal of deen, I do them, but I don't see an effect of this." Beloved friends, one of our ustad mentions that there are 10 things that prevents a person from getting closer to Allah. It's a long list. I'll mention some of them. But the first one is al-aqidatul fasida. If a person's conviction is wrong, his aqidah is wrong, his dependency and his reliance is on anything else other than Allah, that person, there's barda between him and Allah. No matter how much of Allah's name he takes, his dependency is on his bank balance, his dependency is on the material things that are in this world, his conviction is on anything that he sees, not things. Allahu Akbar, look at how Allah mentions it. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ Quran, there is no doubt in it. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ As a guidance for those people whom Allah has given lihaz, He has given them taqwa, they have got the fear of Allah. Okay, who are these people? Beloved friends, Islam is based on mughibat, on things that we cannot see. If one has conviction in all the things that cannot be seen, that individual will succeed not only in this world but also in the hereafter. But our conviction moved away from things that we can see, that we cannot see, to those that we see. That's why you find Shaykh say amongst the thing is bid'atun qawliya, that by when I see money in a bank, then I believe you. Iman of a Muslim is not on what he sees. Iman of a Muslim is on that what he doesn't see. So his yaqeen, his conviction, everything that is about his life is only based on that which he does not see. So one has got to correct his yaqeen. Say, by for years and years I'm making salah, yet my salah, I have got no yaqeen in the salah I'm making. How can I benefit from that salah? One learns the knowledge of deen, he learns, by knowledge, you don't have to be a mufti, and the little of deen that you have learned, the fazail that you have learned, why is it that we're not practicing on it? Because there is no conviction that in this is our success, both dunya and akhirat. Hence, beloved friends, we can take Allah's name, we go in Hatim in Kaaba, and we plead and we beg Allah, but nothing happens. Yet if you look at Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, one dua, immediately angels were deputed from the heavens to come and assist them. A man moves in the jungle, and he finds somebody who asks him for a lift. And this guy says, "Alright, Kenneth, jump on my horse and we can go together." This guy said, "Don't take this road, take the other one, it's shorter, I know it." He said, "But this is jungle, I don't know the route, I don't know what's inside." He said, "No, I know it, I'll show you how to go." In the middle of the jungle, a man took out a knife. He said, "Maluka wa damuk, I want your life and I want your wealth also. Give me whatever you have and I'm going to kill you." Typical of what happens here at home. This man said, no problem. Let me say 2 rakats. Pleaded for his life, the man didn't listen. He said, "Just 2 rakats of salah." He makes 2 rakats of salah. After salah, he lifts up his hand, he makes dua. It's not a different namaz, but it's the same namaz that we make. But his was with full conviction in Allah. When he makes dua, before he even finishes his dua, he sees the head of this thief next to him in front of him. He gets up, he looks, he finds one man on a white horse and he's got a sword in his hand. Blood is dripping from him. See the conviction of the man. He say, "Anta alladhi anqadhani Allahu bik." Are you the man whom Allah has saved me with? Or not, are you the man who saved me? But you can't save me. His conviction is in Allah. Okay, only Allah can help. And I didn't ask help from anybody else but from Allah. So when he sees this person, he says, "Are you the man whom Allah has helped, has saved me through?" He said, "Bhai, I am. When you made your dua, when you took the first word of your dua, the first heaven shook And like that, the second heaven, like that, the third, I came from the fourth heaven. I said, oh Allah, give me ijazah to go and help this man. And Allah granted me ijazah, and I came to help. His namaz was not in Chinese, but it was the same Arabic that we read. He was not facing Baghdad. He was facing the same Qibla. But why is it that their salah could bring results when ours don't bring results? One is the results that you ask from Allah and you get. But also our hearts don't change. So beloved friends, wrong yaqeen puts parda between us and Allah. No matter how much of dua you make, but if your heart is dependent on anything else other than Allah, by Allah it gives you for that what you're dependent on. You're depending on that individual, Allah leaves you for that. You're depending on that bank account that you have, Allah leaves you on that. You depend on the gun that you got in your safe, Allah leaves you to that. But if your dependence is in Allah, Allah will never turn you back. Full yaqeen in Allah, nobody can do. Nobody in this world can do. Even if the whole world were to come together, وَلَوْ اِجْتَمَعَتِ النَّاسِ أَوَّلَهُمْ وَآخِرَهُمْ إِنْسَهُمْ وَجِنَّهُمْ لِيَنْفَعُوكَ لَيَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلَوْ اِجْتَمَعَتِ النَّاسِ أَوَّلَهُمْ وَآخِرَهُمْ إِنْسَهُمْ وَجِنَّهُمْ رَبْطَهُمْ وَيَبِسَهُمْ لِيَضُرُّوكَ لَيَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجُفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. If all the people of the world were to come together, male, female, those who have came in the past and those who still have to come in the future. The whole entire mankind come together to benefit you, they will not give you anything except what Allah has written for you. And if you know to come together to harm you, only that amount of harm written by Allah will come to you. Nothing less, nothing more. But beloved friends, this heart, we have put it in everything else. That's why our hearts get tired. I mean, 40 years old, our heart is giving, it's attacking him. You say, but he's 40 years old, he's got a heart attack. I say, it has to. For so many years, you're putting wrong things inside. What should a heart do? It will retaliate. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Those who zikrullah, beloved friends, is not to sit and make Allah, Allah the whole day. Is that this heart must have fixation in Allah. That nothing deters it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the best of gold is brought in front of this heart never turns attention away from Allah. Even if the worst of harm, fire is put together, such fire that it will burn for 40 years, this heart never moves away from Allah. It is fixed on Allah. That's why, beloved friends, on a day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't ask you for anything else. He said, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That the day of Qiyamah is a day when no children, no wealth will come to anybody's benefit, anybody's aid, except that person who come with that heart, Allahu Akbar, that had submitted itself entirely to Allah. Beloved friends, the ummah needs to fix its heart. We need doctors. Not these guys who cut and open. No, they do a half job also. They leave things inside at times. We need doctors to turn the attentions of this heart away from the things of this world to those things that Allah has promised of akhirat. When these hearts will be diverted from the things of the dunya and they will be fixed in those things which are mughibat of akhirat, Allah will give those hearts the benefits of this dunya and the benefits of akhirat. Beloved friends, Allahu Akbar, a man lives only one life. Unlike the cats, they're lucky they got nine lives. We haven't seen one, but we heard that there's nine lives for cats. Human being got one life. In one life, if you become nobody, you become the poorest man, you wear the most shattered clothes, dirted clothes, nothing. But when you come in front of Allah, this heart, the nur that is in this heart, is shining from far. You meet Allah, Allah smiles at you and you smile back at Allah. But beloved friends, when you bring all these things, Allahu Akbar, amongst the things that prevents us from Allahu Akbar, benefit from Allah, things that Allah has made mubah or mustahab, that it's chaiz, we can use it. If we become, we have ghulu in that, we overdo things, A man builds a house, he buys a house for R1 million, he puts it down, he puts a R10 million house. Okay, well, I know, I have the money. He wastes his time on to the last detail of the house. It must be a designer item. The day he has to move in a house, he gets a heart attack and he dies. His wife gets another man, she lives with somebody else in his house. Why we concentrate on things that, by Allah, we have never heard, nor are we hearing anybody who's buried in the E500, right? Anybody? Even the council don't allow such type of a grave. It's too big. Everybody got a small pit, small little grave. What matters in a man's life to take into that grave that which will bring light in his grave? No matter how much of lighting you put into your house, how bright you make it, how white it becomes. Beloved friends, if it is void of the amal of deen, that house is the darkest house. Ummat has got to make, Allahu Akbar, beloved friends, one has got to sit, like we sit in the mirror and check if my beard is anything extra, or you know, we beautify ourselves in the mirror. Sometimes take a mirror and look at yourself. Ask yourself, bhai, if you were to die now, and stand in front of Allah, what do you have to say to Allah? On what leg will you stand in front of Allah? Will Allah ask how many zeros you have added? Will Allah ask you why you didn't make the extra million? Will Allah ask you why didn't you get that extra designer techies? لا يهم الله ذلك. That's not Allah, Allah Akbar. That doesn't bother Allah in the least. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Law kanat ad-dunya ta'dilu janaha ba'udatin." If this dunya in the eyes of Allah was equivalent, not is, was equivalent to a wing of a mosquito, ma saqallahu minha kafiran shurbata ma, that Allah wouldn't have given any kafir a sip of water. But if the dunya itself is not the size of a wing of a mosquito, what you have, how small it is from the wing of a mosquito? Okay, then a man develops sickness, beloved friends. Mashallah, I am a buzruk. I walk like Allah is mine and for nobody else. I look down on others. If a man has got a title, I make his ikram. If he got no title, then I don't know him. If a man looks nice, I make salam. He doesn't look nice. If he smells, he didn't have a bath. I don't even want to say salam to him. Hajbu ahlul kaba'ira al-batina. The parda comes also from people who, Allahu Akbar, who are ahlul kaba'ir. They commit kaba'ir which are batina, which are inside. One is a man who commits kaba'ir, which are open. He commits zina, and he gambles, he does all those things. But that man knows I'm doing wrong, and for him to make tawbah is quicker, is easier also. So, but I have done wrong, let me make tawbah. But a man who makes salah, long beard, long kurta, big turban, he said, "Bhai, I'm the poor, I'm a buzruk. Why must I make tawbah?" That pride in his heart that builds. They say, Rubba, that at times, probably the major sins that are outwardly, that are outside, that are zahir, Rubba awrathat dhullan wa kisara. That at times, probably a person may become disgraceful and descendant. But it's better than a man who performs his salah 5 times a day in the masjid, but don't look after his mu'asharat are not right. His mu'amalat are not right. He harms people. He does things that Allah Akbar, beloved friends, all these things are what we call blank checks in deen. All that namaz you're reading, they're going to somebody else. On the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, he said, "Ata'arifuna manil muflis?" Do you know who's a pauper? Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum says, "Malla mala lahu wala mata." That a man who's got no wealth, who's got no goods, who's got nothing, he's a pauper. He said, "No, but a pauper is a man who will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. Heaps of hajj, every year he goes for hajj. So much of Allah Akbar, let alone that he has kissed the Kaaba, even cut the ghilaf also, kept one in his pocket. Buried with the ghilaf also. So much of good amal he has brought. But he comes in front of Allah, and another man says, Allah, this man here, he swore me. This man here, he looked down upon me. This man here did this." All his amal goes to them. Nothing left on his account. Allah bring their bad deeds and he put it on him. That's a pauper.
By your life, if you die in this world as a pauper, eating pauper, you're not a pauper, as long as Allah is in your heart. But if you are a millionaire and a billionaire, and you die, the heart is sick. Takabbur. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنَ الْكِبْرِ. That a man who's got an ounce, an iota of pride in his heart won't go into Jannah. But imagine how much of salah we make, how much of zakah we give, how much of sadqah we give. But this heart has got this one little sickness. Okay, you know what? I'm better than the other. Abu al-Atahiyya says, كُلُّ مِرِئٍ فِي نَفْسِهِ أَعْلَى وَأَشْرَفُ مِنْ قَرِينِ. That every man in himself, he thinks he's better than the next man. That's why ithar becomes difficult. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala, they regarded everybody else better than themselves. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَ. It was easy for them to prefer others above themselves, even though poverty was their lot. Hearts were salim, clean. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man comes in the masjid. He says, whomsoever wants to see a man from Jannah, he must see the man who's coming in. So one sahabi came in. So one sahabi said, how can this man is given Jannah and he's in this dunya? What's wrong with him? I want to see what's happening. So he went to him. He said, but you know, I got a little bit masla at home. Can I stay here with you a little bit, you know, until the fires cool off at home? So he understood that he must be having a problem with the only one to be obeyed, meaning his wife. So he said, but no problem, stay at home. So he said, first night at night, he wanted to see you, that what is this amal that he does that Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guaranteed him Jannah in his dunya. Allahu Akbar. He says, the man is sleeping the whole night, no tahajjud, no nothing. He says, no, maybe he was tired tonight. Sahabas were nice. They always find a good excuse for their brothers. So he probably was tired tonight, inshallah, I'll see you tomorrow. The next day he stayed, same thing happened. Third night, same thing. Fourth night, he said, bhai, come on, let me tell you the truth. The reason I came here, I heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying this. Now I wanted to see what you're doing, but at night I see you sleeping, you're doing nothing. What is it that you're doing that made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to regard you among the people of Jannah? He said, okay, I don't know really. But only one thing I do at night. When I go, whatever is in my heart, if anybody has done anything to me or I've done, immediately I cleanse it. I sleep. I go to sleep with a clean heart. Nothing in it. Nothing against anybody. No hasad against anybody. No anger. No nothing. I just, whoever did anything to me, I forgive him all. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, كان أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أبرهم قلوبا وأعمقهم علما وأقلهم تكلفا. That the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, they had the cleanest of hearts. So clean, Allahu Akbar. At the time of Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when there was a friction among the Sahaba, one Sahabi came and he sat in a dasturkhan of Muawiyah. So one guy said to Amir Muawiyah, this man sitting here, he's fighting with, he's on Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala's side. So Muawiyah called him, he said, bhai, come here. He said, aren't you fighting on Ali's side? He said, yeah, I'm fighting with Allah. إِنَّ الْحَقْ مَا عَلِي وَالطَّعَمْ مَعَكْ. He said, of course, the truth is with Ali, but Chaus is here, your Tasarakhan is too big. So I come and sit here. Even though they had something against, they had a little bit of friction against each other, they always respected one another. They always regarded Allahu Akbar each other, they regarded others to be better than themselves. A man kills Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, happy comes to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Zubair was with Muawiyah. He said, wallahi, you kill Zubair, you're going to Jahannam. For I have heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man who kills Zubair will go to Jahannam. And he cried on Zubair that, how can you kill Zubair, right? This is masla, small thing. Why you went so far? It's a misunderstanding. But their hearts were so clean. They loved everybody who came to Medina. They loved everybody who accepted Islam. They had shafaqat and rahmat for those who didn't get Islam. They spend their lives and destroyed themselves in the path of Allah so that mankind can see the light of Islam. This heart, beloved friends, is only for Allah. And if Allah is not in this heart, and if this heart is not cleaned, even if you put Allah also, a man puts a bulb that is blown up, he puts the lights on, right? And the bulb is off. No matter how much of switch, you can switch it million times, the bulb won't go on.
Okay, this heart also, beloved friends, if it's not clean, no matter how much of Allah you keep on throwing in there, the heart itself has got so much of holes. The love for dunya, the love for the wife, the love for the children, the love for my business, the love for my Allahu Akbar, all these other things have created holes around us. And even when Allah comes, Allahu Akbar, beloved friends, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, if there's anything they cried on, is the time that they have spent without Allah's remembrance. Those who accepted Islam later, they'll cry that, oh Nabi, we have wasted our lives. We didn't know who Allah is. The amount of time that has left, that Allah has, one Sahabi, beautiful shayr, Hassan ibn Thabit, he accepted Islam at the age of 60. He lived another 60 years in Islam. He says, the 60 years that I lived prior to Islam, only if I can be given even if half of it, just to be in Islam. They desire to be in good at all times. Today, beloved friends, everything has become, you know, there's masjids everywhere, there's everything, mashallah, ni'mas of Allah everywhere. But the qadr of those ni'mas has gone out of our hearts. The qadr of a ni'mah is to use that ni'mah in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved friends, al-fawzu kull al-fawz, wal-falahu kull al-falah, and all sorts of success, all sorts of honor and respect, it's only in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But beloved friends, the ummah never made effort on that. The deen has come too easy to us. We just were born in the Muslim homes, mashallah, they send at madrasa, we learned also, some with tajweed, some without tajweed, kaini, we all part of it, you know. We just moving, no effort was done on deen. No effort was done. So whether or not the deen stands or it goes, it makes no difference. The contribution that I'll make, yeah, I'm a Muslim, my kids will be Muslims, inshallah. Ask people who left Muslim countries and ran to the West, in Europe, when they've seen their children moving out of deen, and they can't do anything about it. Why? Because effort on deen was not made. Today we think there's guarantee that, mashallah, we South Africans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep our children in Islam and they'll die in Islam. There is no guarantee like that. There's no guarantee, except for people who make effort for deen. When you make that effort, when you go out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur of hidayat will come. The nur of Quran, the nur of sunnah, the nur of jihad, of being in the path of Allah, will come only when we make effort on that direction. We have to give up. Allahu Akbar. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, usallimu in arada Allahu amran, fa'atruku ma uridu lima yuridu. That I submit, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for me something else, I leave what I want for that which Allah Ta'ala wants. By Allah wants us to be obedient to Him, to worship Allah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. Oh Muhammad, do you see that man who has made his own desires his own God? He's worshipping his desires. But you don't. How do you worship your desires? You obey everyone. A man lives by obeying his desires. Whatever he desires, he does. Okay, this becomes his jannah. In jannah, a Muslim, whatever he desires, he gets in jannah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. That in jannah, whatever your hearts will desire, and whatever you will want in jannah, you will get. A man fulfills his desires in this dunya by what is left for you in akhirah. We have to make effort, beloved friends, for this deen to come. And alhamdulillah, this istima' that starts today, it is for the same reason. Okay, how can we change our yaqeen? How can our i'timad and dependency be moved away from the things of dunya to the things of akhirat? How can our attention be moved away from the things that will not benefit us except for a very short time, to those things that will benefit us for ila abadil abad? That how can this life that Allah has given us
given to us, we can make qadr of it by spending it in the way shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Spend this life in the path of Allah. وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ وَنُورُهُمْ. Those who go out in the path of Allah, if they die, they become shuhada. Allah promises that for them will be their reward. Allah will give them nur also. But you understand what is nur? They'll chase me out of the masjid. Nur is a long bayan. But nur is a nur of iman. One understands Allahu Akbar deen as it ought to be understood. One loves deen like it ought to be loved. One sacrifice for deen like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands of him. The man comes entirely unto the tarteeb of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَهْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرُ. That amongst them there are those who have finished their time by. They're given the whole life. The others are waiting, they're in line. When is my turn? I can give my life. Today our whole life is given to dunya by. Even the little lot of deen that Allah has given us tawfiq to do, the sifat of ihsan hasn't come in. We still worship Allah as though a man comes in salah, mashallah, Allahu Akbar. We call it up and down, turn around, go to town. That's what we do. In that salah, he himself is not available. He doesn't even know what surah he read. Last hijab. Hijab ahlul ghafla. A man who is in ghaflat, Allah does not accept his ibadat. Inna Allah la yaqbalu du'a min qalbin ghafil. Allah does not accept du'a from a heart which is unmindful. A man worships Allah but is unmindful in his salah. He does not know what he said, whether he read the right surah or the wrong surah. Whether the surah was read properly or it wasn't even read at all, he doesn't know. But he made salah in his body. By what kind of ibadat you bring him? And then you want to stand in front of Allah and say, Allah, I have made for 40 years, I never miss my 5 times daily salah. Say, by Kenny, no problem, bring the 40 years of salah. Let's see how it weighs. And it's like a paper boy. Nothing in it. Why? Because when we worshipped Allah, we couldn't. Allahu Akbar, ihsan was not in it. أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. To worship Allah as if you can see Him. If you cannot see Allah, but that little thought that at least Allah is seeing, Allah is listening to me. When I say Alhamdulillah Ya Rabbil Alameen, Allah is answering what I'm saying. I'm in conversation with Allah. Not just to stand and finish off, you don't even know whether sometimes you made ruku, you made 2 sajdas or 1 sajda, but it goes. So in that, beloved friends, the effort of that this ijtima is about is to bring life into our amal, bring life into our heart, to bring Islam, Allahu Akbar, in its totality in our lives. And when we will do this, inshaAllah, this deen will spread throughout the world, and the reward also we won't be, Allahu Akbar. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that deen will be spread in this dunya. Whether we do it or we don't do it, it will happen. But the intelligent ones are those who make sure that they got a share in it. When you say 2010, everybody wants to have a share there.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.